What's your mindset going into the last game? Obviously,
it's weird, right? Yeah. You know, it's our last game of the season. We just want to go out. I mean, I just want to go out there and compete, man. I love playing this game. So my mindset is to prepare like I always do, and just go lay it all out there like I always try to. And so I'm pumped up, man, to play against a division rival. You know, they got a lot that they're playing for, and you know, we want to go in there and, you know, finish the season with a win. You know, that's most important. You know, we just want to go in there and get a win against a really good football team. But I just want to go out, man, and, you know, compete. You know, that's what I love doing. You know, I love going out there and playing against some of the best players and, you know, going out there with your teammates and playing as hard as you can.
You use the chance to be a spoiler as motivation, or do you need to, or is it just all about doing what you want to do?
You know, it's more so just you just want to go and win. If you can do that along the way, then, you know, cool, you know, but if you start thinking like that, you know, then your motivations are wrong. You know, you think about the wrong things. So we have a long way to go to get to where we want to be. And there's a process that we got to go through, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And so my focus now is just continuing to grow and gaining all the information that we can from this year, you know, recapping it at the end. But most importantly, just focused on getting this win and then moving forward.
Expectations this year were unrealistic going into the year, or did you?
I don't think so. No, because I don't think so. Because when we show flashes of what we can be, then we, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, there it is, you know. But then we weren't consistent enough. We were not consistent enough all year, especially in the details of our assignments. You know, that's one area that has to and will be, you know, cleaned up. You know, just from thinking about little things that come to mind right now. But absolutely, I don't think any expectation is ever, you know, too far out there for any team in the NFL. You know, you see a team that is, you know, first place and all those things that we just played on Monday night, and we're right there, as ugly as it was, to, you know, try and get a win. So any time, you know, the expectations, you know, too high, too low, I don't really think that there really is a difference.
Having gone through 0-10, that must be a unique experience, but the level of frustration, obviously, because the expectations internally and externally were high versus a team that was up and coming, is this one maybe harder to handle than that one?
I think for some, absolutely. You know, for me, going 0-10 and then how I feel right now is about the same. You know, we're not in the playoffs, so, you know, sitting there and having to, you know that other people are playing and you're not, that sucks. You know, it does. And so, you know, whether you're 0-10 or you're, you know, 6-9 right now and not making the playoffs, they both hurt because your end goal is to, you know, hopefully win your division, get a chance in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. And that'll never change. My mindset will never change on that.
How does the feeling, I guess, watching, per se, the playoffs this year compare to you individually last year, still watching, but your team's still in it?
You know, it sucks. It's two different kind of suck, too, you know, because last year I broke my ankle, couldn't do anything about it. This year we didn't win enough games. And so it's a different feeling, but it's still the same kind of feeling that it's an opportunity that we don't get. And, you know, it fuels, you know, if it fuels the right people, it'll propel us going forward.
Derek, what will your process become one day? Season's over. You have 16 weeks or in your case few less weeks to look at everything. What will you start doing come Monday? What's the big goal? Rest, get right into it. What are you going
to
think?
Yeah, I definitely have to let my body rest for certain things and all that. But whatever I can do and whatever my trainers allow me to do, get back into it that way. You want to take a break mentally just from that grind for just a – I always try and give myself 14 days, but I never – you know, I always set that out there. I never make it, and I won't this time either. But, you know, I do have to give myself a break, though, because I didn't get one last year.
Right.
You know, as soon as the season was over, I was back into it. And, you know, I think maybe I had like 7 days in between where I got cleared and coming back into here. So, you know, I'm definitely going to take a mental break, but physically getting ready you know, to be better. You know, I'll definitely, you know, definitely come in better shape, you know, eating better, you know, whatever I got to do, you know, I'll definitely come in better come April.
Do you already have some ideas on some of those things that you can do to get better?
I have notes that I've written down over the course of time that I keep with me. I don't have a plan right now, to be honest. I'm I'm so focused to, on this game to try and win this game that I have not.
Part of the 14 days.
Yeah, I have not sat there and, you know, written it out. I haven't. I wish I had something better for you, but I haven't.
Derek, you've talked the last couple weeks a lot about details and how that's been one of the problems
on
offense. Why does that happen? Why weren't you guys able to fix that when it's going on during the year and say, okay, details are an issue, let's solve this right now as opposed to...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some things are things that happen over time, you know, and, you know, they talk about habits and things like that. Well, bad habits take a while to break too. And, you know, we have to be able to, you know, address those things. And really it just takes, it's easy, but it's not simple, you know, or sorry, I should say it's simple, but it's not easy. You look in the mirror and say, I need to fix that. It takes every man in there, you know, saying, this is what I need to fix and what I need to address. As long as we don't point fingers and blame other people, we just look in the mirror and fix what we have to do, and collectively we will be better going forward.
What's the balance as a leader? What's the balance? You obviously don't want to point fingers, as you say, but
yes,
if there are guys who aren't doing the fixes they need to do, how do you sort of let them know that they need to do it without being a finger pointer?
You just got to address it. You know, just like a coach would with a player. You know, the best coaches just come to you and directly just say, hey, man, this is what I expect out of you. This is what we need. And it's not in a bad way. He's just trying to give you some good correction, you know, some good help that will propel you going forward. You know, same thing with a teammate. Everyone has different personalities. You know how to approach different people and those things. Can't all be the same. You know, you go to certain people, you just address. You have awkward conversations. I've had plenty of those, you know, awkward conversations that have to be had so that this team, this organization, going forward, we can be better.
Last question here.
Are you expecting this weekend? Raiders going back to LA.
So. You know, anytime we've traveled south, that be LA, San Diego in the past, our fans travel really well and, you know, give us a good, you know, atmosphere, you know, about, you know, going in there and, you know, different cadences you can use. Obviously, you go into an away game thinking silent cadence and all those things, but, you know, just having experience, you know, sometimes we can go on our voice and things like that. You know, it's just little things like that, but I expect our fans. As always, they're always loyal, that they'll be there in full force.